It's Patrick Hutzel from IntensiveCareHotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives of families of critically ill patients in intensive care, so that you can have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. In last week's blog, I've shown you how to reprogram your mind if your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to take you once again behind the scenes in intensive care, as it continues to be critically important that if you have a family member critically ill in intensive care, that you know and understand what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care. Therefore, this week's topic is 5 things nobody has ever told you about intensive care. So, there you are. Your loved one has just been admitted to intensive care, and I know you are most likely in shock. You haven't seen it coming, and worst of all, you haven't been expecting to be that far outside of your comfort zone. You don't really know what to expect, and you will have found by now that the intensive care team might be unavailable for you and for your family. If they are available, they implicitly or explicitly have told you that they are the one in charge and that they are the ones making the decisions. One way or another, you are supposed to know what's happening with your critically ill loved one. After all, the intensive care team has told you everything you need to know. Or so you think. Or maybe you've already got the feeling that the intensive care team is playing their cards very closely to their chest, and they all speak in medical terms and in their medical jargon just to make sure that you are buying into the perceived power and the perceived authority the intensive care team supposedly has. On top of that, you also know by now that feeling out of your comfort zone, that feeling stressed, feeling frustrated, feeling overwhelmed, and feeling vulnerable is not fun. Thankfully, you started to look out for help, and things will only get better from now on, as you are on the right path to peace of mind, control, power, and influence, irrespective of the situation that you have found yourself in whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. If you have come to this video, then it's very likely that your critically ill loved one is not a quote-unquote straightforward admission to intensive care. If you have come to this place seeking out help and seeking out information and doing your own research, then it's very likely that your critically ill loved one is either very unstable and in a very critical condition, or is in a life-threatening situation, or is in intensive care for long-term treatments and long-term stays, or is having a severe or traumatic head or brain injury, or is threatened with an NFR or DNR order, which stands for not for resuscitation or do not resuscitate. Or your loved one is even approaching their end of life in intensive care. And if any of those cases are true for you, then you need to very quickly get a handle on things. Because if you don't, the fact of the matter is that you will belong to the 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care who have no peace of mind, no control, no power, and no influence. You see, after more than 15 years intensive care nursing in 3 different countries, and after I have literally worked with thousands of critically ill patients and their families, I have also found that there are a lot of things that doctors and nurses in intensive care just take for granted. Doctors and nurses in intensive care take for granted that there are a lot of quote-unquote unwritten rules. For example, you as a family member don't even know what that means, and you, generally speaking, are therefore kept at arm's length, so to speak. You don't even know that it's happening. Or maybe you do after you've had a few encounters with the intensive care team. In any case, in order for you and your family to get a grip and a handle to what I'm referring to, and more importantly, in order for you to have peace of mind, control, power, and influence, you need to know the five things nobody has ever told you about intensive care. Let's get right into them. Number one, intensive care is a high stakes game, and generally only the intensive care team knows how to win. As you probably know by now, the intensive care team is, or they are, like fish in water, and you and your family are like fish out of water. It also means that the intensive care team is in their comfort zone, and you and your family are way outside of your comfort zone. The intensive care team is used to getting what they want. After all, they have the perceived power and they are the perceived authority. That positioning makes it relatively easy for the intensive care team to play this high stakes game and win. Given that intensive care is such a high stakes game, it's time for you to rally up and get your positioning right. The fact of the matter is that if you don't start asking the right questions now, if you don't look behind the scenes, and if you continue to take everything for face value the intensive care team is telling you, you'd be fighting an uphill battle, and peace of mind, control, power and influence remain a distant and faraway land for you and your family. Number two, what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care may ultimately determine your critically ill loved one's fate and destiny if you don't do your own research. Remember, you and your family are in a once-in-a-lifetime situation and you can't really afford getting things wrong. What's happening in intensive care behind the scenes may ultimately determine your critically ill loved one's fate and destiny if you are not prepared to look behind the scenes in intensive care. The power play, the politics, the dynamics, the psychology, the competing interests, the intrigue, and most of all, the hidden agendas of the intensive care team may ultimately decide your critically ill loved one's fate and destiny. Medical research interests, bed availability, bed pressures, financial pressures, staff availability, and many more competing interests often impact on the positioning of the intensive care team. It therefore impacts on the positioning of your critically ill loved one's diagnosis and prognosis by the intensive care team. It also impacts on the care and treatment offered or not offered for your critically ill loved one by the intensive care team. Number three, the intensive care team always has an agenda, and they will never tell you about the moving parts and the hidden agendas. It's up to you to do your own research. Do you know some of the TV shows like Emergency Room and other similar hospital shows? They're full of crap, and there's nothing in those shows that offers even a glimpse of what reality looks like in an emergency department or in intensive care. Look, let's face it. If your critically ill loved one is in one of those situations where they are very unstable and in a very critical condition, where they are in a life-threatening situation, where they are in intensive care for long-term treatments and long-term stays, where they are having a severe or traumatic head or brain injury, or where they are threatened with an NFR or DNR order, which stands for Not for Resuscitation or Do Not Resuscitate order, or if your loved one is even approaching their end of life in intensive care, the stakes are extremely high, and you simply need to know what to do in order to have peace of mind, control, power, and influence. If your critically ill loved one is in one of those challenging, difficult, high stakes, and often heartbreaking situations, the intensive care team will weigh up their options and they will once again keep their cards very close to their chest. Weighing up their options means that they are looking at the overall situation in the intensive care unit. They will look at resources available and they will closely look whether you have an understanding of the situation or not. Because if you don't, then they can easily drive their agenda and it'll be easy for the intensive care team to quote-unquote sell you, for example, on a quote-unquote withdrawal of treatment as being, quote unquote, in the best interest for your critically ill loved one if they think that they need the ICU bed for another admission where they can make more money, do medical research, and so forth. Number four, medical research is a revenue generating tool as well as a positioning tool for intensive care units. The sicker patients are, the higher the likelihood that your critically ill loved one is enrolled in a medical research study without consent from you or from your loved one. Most information on the internet available about intensive care is from doctors for doctors in form of a medical research paper. This is one of the reasons I came up with the idea of starting a website for families of critically ill patients in intensive care. Families of critically ill patients in intensive care don't need a medical research paper. They need factual information from the ground that's written or spoken in a language that they understand. Families of critically ill patients in intensive care don't need academic talk that they can't understand. They need plain everyday language so that they can understand what's really happening in intensive care. No hiding behind medical jargon and medical language. Oh, and by the way, yes, there is a high likelihood that the sicker your critically ill loved one is, that they are enrolled in a medical research study without you or your family even knowing, let alone you or your loved one giving consent. Being enrolled in a medical research study could mean that your critically ill loved one is receiving or not receiving certain drugs, or it could mean that your critically ill loved one is receiving surgery or not receiving surgery for certain types of conditions. The outcome is up in the air, and that's what medical research is all about. Number five, having peace of mind, control, power, and influence is entirely up to you, and the time to stop making excuses why you can't have peace of mind, control, power, and influence is now. I keep repeating myself here, however, it's critically important for you to know that 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care have no peace of mind, have no control, have no power, and have no influence, period. Those 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care tend to be so overwhelmed by what's happening all around them that they just don't even think that peace of mind, control, power, and influence is within their reach. Those 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care also tend to be the master at making excuses why they can't have peace of mind, control, power, and influence. You certainly don't want to belong to those 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care who have no peace of mind, no control, no power, and no influence. You certainly don't want to belong to those 99% of families of critically ill patients who will stay at the mercy of the intensive care team when it comes to the well-being of your critically ill loved one. And you certainly don't want to be at the mercy of the intensive care team when it comes to your sanity and well-being in this once-in-a-lifetime challenging and difficult situation. Making excuses is easy. It's the easy way out. It's not taking responsibility for whatever challenge you are facing, and it's often what happens when the going gets tough. And that's not for you, and you know that already. So, what's the alternative? I know, you guessed it. The alternative is to take full responsibility for the outcome that you get in any situation in life, even when it comes to such difficult, challenging, and once-in-a-lifetime situations, such as having a loved one critically ill in intensive care. So how do you do that? And how can you get peace of mind, control, power, and influence quickly whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? Well, you get to that all-important feeling of peace of mind, control, power, and influence when you download your free Instant Impact Report now by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact Report, you'll learn quickly how to get peace of mind, real power, and real control, and how you can influence decision-making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free instant impact report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions, discover the many competing interests in intensive care, and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. How to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability, even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 killer tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to peace of mind, control, power, and influence in your situation. You'll get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You'll get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. And how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care. And it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog, and I'll see you again in another update next week. Make sure you also check out our Your Questions Answered section, where we answer your questions, or send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you again next week in another update.